This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. It is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on The Real Side. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being engaged, being involved. Got to be involved. Because if you're involved and you're talking to other people, you'll get a clue. Yes, this frog is trying to get my throat, but I won't let it. I'm not going to win. I'm going to win. Anyway, I always appreciate the time, again, that you spend with us. I always appreciate the time that you're involved and engaged and part of. If you head over to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, you can listen live, you take the poll, you can buy a coffee cup, coffee mug, right? Help. Every little bit helps. Every buck helps. So if you've been looking, for those of you who don't believe in God, I can give you a reason to believe in God. The Democrats are seriously considering running a primary challenge against Ilhan Omar. Remember her? Yeah. I mean, seriously, she won't answer any questions. And the thing I love, if I can get this, can I get this up on the screen? Or get this, she wouldn't answer any questions on whether she was an anti-Semite. Now, you would think that would be an easy one, right? Somebody's asking you, hey, Joe. Are you an anti-Semite? No, heck no. What are you, serious? I could respond. I wouldn't even have to think about it. Are you racist? No, not. Are you serious? Not her. She can't answer the question. And I know it's not against her religion, because her religion allows her to answer questions. I don't know of anything where you can't. But she won't answer the question because she is. She does hate Jews. There's no question about it. Democrats are seriously considering the prospect of supporting an unprecedented primary challenge to Minnesota Democrat Representative Omar. Now, there was a primary, bipartisan condemnation of many of her remarks as anti-Semitic. The problem is that they didn't lay them on her. They didn't tie her to them. There's definitely some buzz going on around about it, but it's more a buzz if anyone's talking about finding someone to run against her. Right? Listen, guys, get with reality here. I didn't want to play because it was too long. I can. But there was a reporter in the streets talking to many of the people, many of the Somalis living in her area. The two things that were pretty much bone-chilling, two things, common thread. They wanted Sharia law. They felt that Sharia law was much better than American law. And a majority of them didn't want to be here. They wanted to go back to Somalia. I don't know why we don't send them back. If you don't want to be here and you're taking advantage of our system, then go. Let me help you. It'd be cheaper to buy them a ticket first class one way. Activists and officials interviewed by The Hill said that although they have not yet recruited a viable alternative to Omar, frustrations inside the party are mounting. Wait, look, it's just starting. She's only been there a couple of months. Then you got all those freshman nut jobs. Omar, Hill, Cortez, Sandy Cortez. By the way, that's her high school name, Sandy. I keep thinking of, it goes away pretty quick, but you know, I keep thinking of Greece, but I know it's not the same. So anyway, Omar Jamal, a Somalian community activist, told the Washington Post that he's been in touch with the Jewish community leaders about Omar. He said that he supported her campaign, but called her recent comments just flat out wrong. Said it's up to Omar, he said. She's really spoken in a very dangerous way, and it's going to be up to her to reach out to people and fix this. She's not going to do it. She has no reason to do it. Added Steve Honigs, the executive director of the Jewish Community Relations Council of Minnesota. Our community is exasperated by Representative Omar. Her unfilled promise to listen and learn from Jewish constituents while seemingly simultaneously finding another opportunity to make an anti-Semitic remark. Look, you can't make anti-Semitic remarks unless you're an anti-Semitic. Come on. How do you make racist remarks unless you're racist? I mean, truly hateful racist remarks. Right? I mean, they would be so uncomfortable rolling off the tongue, you probably couldn't say them. So for her to be that comfortable making those comments, if for her to be that comfortable to consistently be pounding on Jews, then she's very comfortable in that skin. She's very okay with it. Hunnigs noted that he had met with Omar, a Somalian American, one of two Muslim women in Congress, after she initially implied that Jewish politicians were bought. Actually, I think she said something about Benjamins or Jacksons or something, I don't know. Omar reignited the flames later when she once again suggested the group supportive of Israel were pushing members of Congress because they have an allegiance to a foreign currency. It says country. I say currency. Because that's really what she meant. Unfortunately, having the opportunity to speak with her about that point didn't dissuade her making that statement. Hunig said that in an interview with The Hill, we were appalled again. Omar has apologized for her comments and supported from and has support from her Democrat colleagues, although House Speaker Nancy Pelosi raised eyebrows earlier this month when she said that the congresswoman doesn't understand. If she doesn't understand that her remarks are anti-Semitic, she has no business making laws for us. No business whatsoever sitting in Congress. Because I guarantee you, the left would never, ever, ever accept that from anybody on the right towards Muslims. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Be back in a few minutes.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Never mind, dear. Chin up. That's right, both of them. Yeah.
Come on, you don't be shy. You know the song. Definitely a 70s song. All right. Take off your bell bottoms. Put on your stovepipe pants. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Head up to the website. Give me your email address. Und I want your email address. Yeah. That way there, you know what? We send out an email a week. I want to make sure that you get it. You know who's going to be on the show, the kind of things that we're going to be talking about, that kind of stuff. And just look, I sell trinkets. Get over it. Don't know what to tell you. Got to find a way to pay for the show because you guys aren't sending any money. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're talking about the possibility that Representative Omar may be out, or could be out, or end up being out. I mean, really, seriously, if you can get the Jewish community and the conservative community out there in her area to rise up, they can vote this woman out. I mean, she is not going to change her anti-Semitic ways. It's just not going to happen. You can tell by her, and again, not all Muslims are anti-Semitic. That's not what I'm trying to say here. But she has obviously lived it, believed it, been taught it for so long that it is gospel truth for her. Yeah, maybe not gospel truth. Maybe it's Quran truth. I don't know. Even though she's apologized for her comments, she keeps going back to them every time. Has no problem with them. Now, she's apologized for comments, but Nancy Pelosi's having a little heartburn with her. There's no way she's done. But she said, Nancy said, well, you know, Omar's, she's a good lady. She just didn't understand. That's all. She didn't understand that the words that she uses are fraught with meaning. Now, Nancy's using words from the 1950s. I'm sure Omar doesn't understand any of those. But they're fraught with, you mean to tell me, Nancy, I would love to get you on the show for 3.5 minutes. That's all I need. You'd probably be able to get one answer out. But you mean to tell me that Omar has no idea that the words that she used were hurtful? Is that what you're trying to say? Because everybody on the planet with a pulse knows that one of the derogatory things you can talk about with Jews is talking about them being bought with Benjamins or owning everything. It's wrong. It's dead wrong. When I was a kid growing up in Massachusetts, I had a lot of Jewish friends. My mom was a hairdresser, and most of her clients were Jewish women, and they'd bring their boys to the beauty parlor, and I'd play out back in the parking lot with them. You know? I went to an all-boys Jewish camp a couple summers in a row. It was great. Last week, the House, when they passed that bipartisan resolution condemning hate of all kinds, right? It was brought on because Omar couldn't keep her tongue in her mouth. But it had nothing to do with her. The resolution really had nothing to do with her. They wouldn't put her name in it. They would say because of the words and the hard, the nasty language that Omar has used, we needed to do this resolution. No, not going to happen. You know that. Any primary challenge would face an uphill battle given Omar's strong base of urban support and her backing by the influential Democrat Farmer Labor Party. Boy, that's interesting. The influential Democratic Farmer Labor Party. I'd like to find out what they're made up of. A spokesman for Omar told The Hill that Omar was not concerned, not shaken. The changing demographics that contributed to Omar's rise would also likely serve to buttress her in 2020. The Somalian community grew in Minneapolis rapidly during the 1990s when large numbers of Somalis fled a civil war. The community has since grown with the addition of the U.S.-born children of those refugees. Right? I mean, there's a debate over the Somalis' inability, or I guess it's not even inability. There's no desire to. Look, if you desire to assimilate, if you desire, that doesn't mean get rid of your culture. Okay? I grew up in a really large Italian neighborhood. Man, you heard Italian all over. Matter of fact, you heard all kinds of dialects of Italian. And you had people that assimilated to the American way of life. They came here for a better life. They came here wanting more for their children. So don't tell me that you can't assimilate. You can choose not to. That's okay. Well, I mean, it's not okay not to assimilate, but I mean, as long as you're choosing it, that's a different story. The Minnesota is now home to one of the largest Somali communities in the globe. Other than Somalia, obviously. With an estimated 100,000 living in Minneapolis, St. Paul area, the Cedar Riverside neighborhood is the center of the Somali community. It's been nicknamed Little Mogadishu, obviously a loving name, for its array of Somali-centered organizations, many mosques as well. So I guess, you know, I don't have a problem with the mosques. I personally don't have a problem with them having to wear whatever religious garb they see fit. Now, of course, if you're driving or getting a driver's license, no, you have to have a picture ID. Maybe that's why they're not allowed to drive in some countries, because they have to have the you know, religious headgear on, and you can't see who they are. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Do contribute. Oh, yeah, you contribute financially, too, if you want to. But I want you to contribute. I want you to be part of the solution. I guess it's the chat room going on the website, chat room going on Facebook, or feed, or whatever they call it. Right? You know, we were talking about brain surgeons earlier. And we can move from Omar to Cortez. I do that because somebody once teased me about not rolling my R's. I said, I don't know how. They said, you're Italian. Of course you know how. No, actually, I'm American of Italian descent. Big difference. Alexandria, well, I like to, let's call her AOC. Right? Gives her, it just means less, so I'm good with that. She exposed her economic ignorance again this week when she argued that bankers should be liable for borrowers' mistakes. See, this is the they got to change the name of the party. They really do. They need to change the name of the party to the Non-Responsibility Party. Because think about this. Everything that they do, everything they push at, it's not your fault. Right? I mean, if you rush a cop and you steal his gun and you go to shoot him with it, it's not your fault. If the cop wasn't carrying a gun, you couldn't have shot him to begin with. This is their logic. This is their rationale. We'll talk more about this inside the break. Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The sound of air raid sirens going off in Israel after rockets fired at the populated city of Tel Aviv. The Israeli military believes the Iron Dome air defense system may have intercepted at least one rocket fired from the Gaza Strip, which is controlled by Hamas terrorists. No one hurt. The Trump administration continuing to work on a trade deal with China. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
President Trump is welcoming the Irish Prime Minister for St. Patrick's Day festivities to the White House. The president was then asked by reporters to update us on the situation between a trade deal between the United States and China.
We're moving along at a very high level. We're getting what we have to get. I think we're getting it relatively quickly. So the China talks are moving along as to whether or not we'll strike a final deal. That I would never want to say, but they're moving along very well.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this.
What did I tell you about the 80s?
My music.
All right, who has a pair of... Raise your hand. Who has a pair of parachute pants? Seriously. Don't lie, because I'll know. Joe Messina, your host, listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the... And I want you part of the conversation. You have to be. That's the way you find out how the other side thinks. That's the way you find out how other people approach things. We were talking about the possible... Now, I don't mean living demise. Political demise. How's that? Of Omar, Representative Omar. And the Dems are now starting to see, we got a problem. They don't have a problem just with her. They have a problem with a bunch of freshmen who come in who really don't know anything about government. Somebody told them, go ahead and run. Right? They pulled a lottery ticket or something. The election lottery ticket. Now, AOC again exposed her economic ignorance. Well, she argued that bankers could be liable for borrowers' mistakes. Now, so think about what she's saying, just on the surface. Somebody borrows money to build a hotel and it burns down because the vendor makes a mistake. Who's liable for it? Oh, the bank. Whew, thank God. Right? Think where she's going with this. There was a link from the Dakota Access Pipeline, Ocasio Cortez asked. You know, the one that doesn't exist? Why should Wells Fargo pay for the cleanup? Or, since it paid for the construction of the pipeline, it should be responsible for it. Right. Didn't get to choose the vendors, Ocasio. Hey, AOC, we'll do it that way. They didn't get to choose the vendors. Right? They didn't get to decide what product or you know, what kind of lag bolts or whatever to use, right? But they're going to be responsible because they handed them over the money. So think about it. Any of your nieces and nephews... Oh, God, I hope you're an only child. I forgot about that. Sweet Jesus, I hope you're only a child. When she asked... AOC asked the Wells Fargo executive why they shouldn't have to pay for a cleanup or something along those lines. He simply responded, because we didn't operate the project. We simply provide the money. So does that mean, like, when you get your loan at the bank, you go buy your car, and you get a loan, everything you do wrong in that car, as the I don't know. Is the bank responsible for it? I'm thinking about it because they recently said that the gun manufacturer was responsible for the damage done with the gun. So if I used it, maybe the car was the wrong thing to use. Right, maybe it's a house. I don't know. So her logic, well, this isn't a surprise to people listening to this show, but her logic is out of line. Doesn't make any sense. I guess it's not logic then. So the bank that made the loan should be responsible for the damage that the pipe, the oil company that's building the pipe, because they borrowed the money from the bank. Yeah, it makes all the sense in the world. Shouldn't even have to think about that twice. The socialist congresswoman understands the role of credit in the economy. Credit exists to match capital to its most highly valued use. For entrepreneurs and small businesses, this means matching capital in search of ideas with ideas in search of capital. The United States' deep and liquid capital markets are a major reason for its economic productivity and success. At which time, AOC glazed over and looked like she had turned into a statue. The access to credit allows entrepreneurs and home buyers to achieve their small business and home ownership ambitions. You know, the American dream, that whole thing. Well, now it's an open borders dream. I don't know. Without the lack of funds standing in their way, this big reason why the U.S. is the largest and most vibrant middle class in global history. Right? Well, that doesn't include Cortez and her fellow Democrats. Because, you know, those socialists think you all should be able to spend as much money as humanly possible. And it's all good. Because the government will fix it all. Right there, that should have sent shivers up your spine. If AOC had her way, the lenders would be held liable for their borrowers' business decisions. Access to credit would dry up because banks would stop lending, right? Why would you lend somebody money to build a project that if it went sideways, you'd be stuck with liability? AOC, now remember something. She serves in a committee that overlooked banks. Right? We'll see what she does with that here shortly. Notably, the one area where there aren't consequences to risky lending is when it's done by the government. If Ocasio wants to increase government liability for bad taxpayer loans, well, we'd support that now, wouldn't we? I mean, I know actually two black couples now who were targeted by lending companies. Because you find out later on, I think the guy that, what was it, HFC did it big time? One of those big banks that did it big time. They went after minorities. They went after people they almost knew couldn't pay them back because they were, look, the loans were insured. You really couldn't go bad. There was no loss. Because they had all this skin in the game, the banks, they obsessed over this. Right? They really need to examine the credit worthiness of some of the people they're dealing and working with. Don't you think? Shouldn't that be on the bank? So now what? They're going to have to check out their customers to see what their liability rating was or how many projects they started in the past, how many they've damaged. Sloan, the national regulation. I don't even want to go into that because those will make your eyes glaze over. Now, Ocasio-Cortez's all-time greatest hits of economic ignorance. We've got to play those. Not now, but we have to play them eventually. The album would include her support of the $15 minimum wage. Right, that particular one, the one that she loves and talks about all the time, it's perfect for her because it's the one that put her out of work. The coffee shop where she used to work. Done. Finished. So these people, you know, and most of these people in there that are voting on these things, they've never had a business. They've never had to sign a paycheck. They've never had to make a hard decision. And now she's talking about the Green New Deal. She's just sad on so many levels. You know, that Green New Deal would fundamentally transform the economy. would quadruple our national debt. You know, she chased Amazon out of New York City. She didn't understand how tax credit works. This is no different than Omar not understanding the words that she uses were hateful and bad and mean. Seriously. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-556. I look at this stuff and I'm going, come on, you can't be serious. This isn't real. This is from The Onion, right? Now, this episode fits in with Cortez's all-time greatest hits for economic ignorance. I mean, think about it. She supported $15 an hour minimum wage, the Green Deal, and so many more wonderfully grandiose ideas that would fall flat on their faces. Really. She's never, you know, apparently she hasn't looked at other countries. She hasn't looked to see what other countries have gone through in socialism. I think we asked Dr. Lamero last night, how many countries have actually succeeded or almost succeeded in implementing socialism? None. Zero. I mean, I asked David Fisher the same question. None. Zero. Unreal. 855-REAL-JOE. Look at, send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Dude, I'm having trouble with my throat. You got that, right? Not bad. It's the back end of a cold or something, whatever. Trying to tell me to shut up, I guess. Anyway, send me an email, joe@therealside.com. Put a capital TRS in the subject line. So I know you're not a solicitor. You're actually a listener that wants me to talk about a story. Okay? And if it's a book or a topic that you want me to deal with, give me a hint. Don't tell me I should have John Smith on. He knows about climate. That doesn't help me. Send me info. Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
Oh, what an apropos intro to the next story. Joe Messina, your host, this is the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. You know, this is one of those times, I love saying I'm right. And you people, you know, the LGBTQ community who just thinks I hate you, you know, first of all, I'm sorry you feel that way. And I'm not sorry you feel that way because I made it happen. I'm sorry that you're being hateful enough to believe that I feel that way. Not, just because somebody doesn't agree with something you're doing or not doing doesn't mean we hate you. You don't agree with, you know, I always joke and say the same thing. A lot of you make fun of me for believing in a God that I can't touch, you know, feel, smell, whatever. You think I'm whacked for doing that. But I guess that's love. I don't know. That's that whole love, Trump's hate thing. Anyway, remember the 11-year-old drag kid who performed at gay bars, right? Remember him? Desmond, well, I guess, I was going to say Desmond the Amazing, but I guess they call him Desmond is Amazing. And he's been doing this for quite some time. This didn't happen like 3 weeks ago. And I was just having a conversation about how he made a statement. I think it was on ABC. He was on one of those morning shows. And he says he felt so good that he's able to do so much for the gay community. It was very hard for him when he was like six. He came out as gay, and I'm going, you didn't know you were gay at six. You didn't even know you were a boy. You didn't know you were a girl. You didn't even know what foot the shoe went on. You didn't know what colors matched. You probably thought that, seriously, can we just be serious about this? Kids want to please their parents. They want to please adults when they're that young. What kind of influence was on him? And then these same parents think it's totally fine to take this kid to a strip club, let him dance there for money, have money thrown at him by adults, getting all the accolades, getting all this attention, and this is normal? This is okay? Seriously. The parents of an 11-year-old Desmond Naples, also known as Desmond Is Amazing, they're being investigated by authorities for alleged child abuse. Now, mom went on Instagram to let people know that's what was going on, because, you know, that's something you want to tell everybody. She really thinks that she's being targeted. Yeah. They're targeting you to make sure that your son is safe. And having him at a bar at night is not safe. It's not legal. I don't know how they've been getting away with it. The Daily Wire in December reported Desmond dressed in a full drag dance in a sexually suggestive manner on stage. He was in a New York City-based gay bar called the $3 Bill. As Desmond took off his jacket, howling men in the audience handed him dollar bills, and one might see at a strip club. Where's Stormy Daniels when you need her, right? I mean, she could have taken his place. The Daily Wire confirmed that the existence of disturbing performance, but, you know, chose not to link the footage, and I don't blame them. I wouldn't have either. Now, since the incident, authorities have been asked by concerned citizens to investigate the family for abuse. That's according to LifeSite News. Child Protective Services, CPS, investigated Desmond's family, as did the New York City Administration for Child Services, NYPD, Child Advocacy Center, and Center for Missing and Exploited Children, Department of Labor, and the District Attorney's Office. All of these groups. And I'm sure there's somebody trying to defend the mom going, what's wrong here? What's the big deal? The boy's mother sent a post that authorities have claimed that the abuse allegations are unfounded when they evidenced this with the screenshots of such determinations via social media. She says, we've been accused of child abuse, exploitation, maltreatment to the point that we've been backed into a corner trying to defend ourselves. Well, you wouldn't have to do this if you didn't take your son to a strip bar in the middle of the night. If you didn't let your son have dollar bills thrown at him and being howled at or whatever by grown men as he dances in sexually suggestive manner. That's okay? Really, I know that nobody has the guts to do this because when I challenge you, you never do. I wish somebody on the left who thought this was perfectly normal and okay to have a kid out on a dance floor at a strip club, dancing in sexually suggestive manners, having dollar bills thrown at him, and being howled at by men. I want you to call me and tell me how normal that is. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, if you really feel this is the right thing to do. This is okay. I think you're a coward. I don't think you would call. Anyway. She went on to say that they've been accused of child abuse to the point where they have to now defend themselves. Oh, that's so bad. We've been under a microscope since early December. I never thought I'd have to breach my own privacy and confidentiality to provide proof that has been demanded of us because we've been accused of malice. ACS has investigated us thoroughly. The mother continued, because of the number of reports they received, our case went all the way to the governor's office. We had announced visits and then unannounced visits to our home near almost every day, and then all hours. They also went to Desmond's school. Our family was probed more intensively than any other case before. How do you know? All allegations were unfounded. On the plus side, ACS has been offering us many support services. In addition, we were investigated by the NYPD, the Child Advocacy Center, Center for Missing and Exploited Children, the Department of Labor, the District Attorney's Office, and more. They said no abuse or maltreatment was found. No regulations for child performance were broken. No illegal activities had occurred. We deal with hate crimes and death threats perpetuated by concerned citizens. We've been stalked. Look, first of all, I wouldn't. If you're a conservative and you're making death threats on these people, shame on you. That's number one. Well, actually, if you're anybody making that death threats on these people, shame on you. It's wrong. All right? But for the parents, I mean, seriously, when did this become okay? When does your 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11-year-old, when are they allowed to be a child? You hear all these stories about child stars and the stuff that they go through, the problems that they have later on in life. This isn't like the kids going to an all-night puppet show. He's going to a venue that is specifically set up to arouse sexual activity. An 11-year-old that dances in a sexually suggestive manner to have money thrown at him. This isn't normal. Right? This is worse than bad. And yet, we've done stories on this show where forcing kids to go to church on Sunday is child abuse. Yes, true. And yet, little Desmond, at 11 years old, should be allowed to dance in a way that sexually arouses men as much as possible. Apparently, that's the new normal world. But remember, this is the same state that allows you to board baby at 40 weeks. Yeah, kill, maim, massacre, whatever, a baby at 40 weeks. That's okay. I mean, my God, even if you don't believe in God, even if you believe just in Mother Nature, does any of this sound right to you? It's really amazing to be in the spotlight, she said, because I get so much support. And I'm an inspiration to so many people, which is one of my number one goals. This is according to Desmond. I like all the fame, and helping the LGBTQ community is what I like to do to fight for our rights. I'm sorry. I know people are going to get all kinds of mad at me. You have no idea what your sexuality is at 6 or 7. You just don't. And most of these kids, young kids, when they get older and you talk with them, it's usually influence from the parents, from people around them. You know, I'm going to have them back on. So you're not saying it's just the old white guy. I'm going to have Walt Heyer back on. And he counsels 30, 40, 50 transgenders a month. And the common thread is what goes on in their young lives. What goes on when they're kids. Who influences them to think a certain way. So it's not just me saying it out of thin air. These are men and women that have lived it. And now trying to put their lives back together. Desmond told the Daily Beast the Naples family takes no money from his drag endeavors. It appears the parents are jumping into for-profit territory if they have not already. Desmond's current projects are listed on desmondsamazing.com, such as a clothing line exclusively for drag kids. God. Called House of Amazing, H-A-U-S, of Amazing. Until you guys step up, this stuff won't stop. I want you to really think about this. I want you to think about this 11-year-old kid that's being subjected to men who see him as a sexual object. And we're told we're not supposed to sexualize kids. We're not supposed to sexualize women. Everything else is fair game. This is sicker than sick. Anyway, thank God this is over for the segment. Now you can go throw up along with me. Joe Messina, your host. God bless. Thanks for being with me. Appreciate your time with me. You know what? Have a great rest of the day. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show. We'll see you back here tomorrow.